Hi, everyone. My name is Deepi, and you're listening to CITR's annual and special programming Access Day on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting from UBC and on the unceded territory of the Hunkamedium-speaking Musqueam people. I am very pleased and happy to be here today because we have a special segment for you right now. We have a special performer who is a songwriter, an artist, and a founder of Up and Comer, and so much more. So not to waste any more time, ladies and gentlemen, here is Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
It's good to have you here.
Yeah, it's like a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem, Mom. So the next voices that you will be hearing is from Jeanette, who is co-host of What's in the Hat, which also happens to be CITR's other programming that happens once a month. So, Jeanette, take it away.
Thank you, DP, and thank you, Karan, and everyone. I'm so happy to be here, too. So, Karan, besides music and performing, who is Karan? Tell us a bit more about yourself.
So, in terms of who Karan is, so just a little background about myself. I am like a third culture kid. Like, I was born in London. I grew up in Mumbai and Singapore primarily, and then I moved to UBC. I moved to Vancouver to actually be a student at UBC in 2019. And in terms of what I like, honestly, my entire life revolves around music. Outside of like, you know, being a musician, performing, I spend most of my time being the founder of Up and Comer. Up and Comer is the first digital music team for artists. We help artists manage and scale their careers all in one place. And you know, I'm really excited about, you know, working on a project like that to really help make sustainable careers more accessible to musicians around the world.
That's really nice.
Hello, I am Ross, and here's a question for you from me. So, how did you first get into music?
How did I first get into music? Honestly, I'd say I probably have to give a lot of credit to my family, like my parents and my sister, for like getting me into music. It was probably like my car rides with my family, like, and just singing along with them. A lot of like Guns N' Roses, Love, Blue, yeah, a lot of like oldies. Craig David was like a favorite. It was honestly my parents who really got me into, you know, music. And honestly, it was my sister who told me that she thought I had a really good voice, and that's what got me into singing. But I first started like playing instruments when I was 6. I first started playing the guitar. But yeah, that was kind of my segue into music.
That is very cool, Karen. You said that you were a UBC student, right? Uh-huh. What did you take at UBC?
So I graduated as a student of economics and commerce. But I actually came to UBC planning on being an engineering student, but you know, just realized that time commitments to that alongside, you know, wanting to be a musician just wouldn't really work out.
Yeah, but now, I mean, this is great, awesome. So now we're going to listen to one of your music. Do you want to introduce us to your song?
Yeah, I'd love to play a song that actually just came out a month ago, and it's going to be part of an upcoming EP at the end of this month called Road to the Hills, and the song's called Fade. Hope you guys like it.
I heard the creatures calling out all night, come from above. I don't mind, just to change your heart. Don't cry, don't fight, paper fading now. I heard the creatures calling out all night, come from above. I don't mind, just to change your heart. Don't cry, don't fight, paper fading now. Stuck so long, must we go on, go without? It's like I finally figured out just what I've known. So long, can we move on, no more? Yes, I've let go, so long. Now if you
I don't even know how we gon' find our peace. Too many things we gotta let go. Only time can tell and God's for sure. I know the creatures calling now.
This winter, Vancouver will enjoy the customary drizzle, fog, and perhaps a modicum of the white stuff. On the other hand, for $195, you can enjoy sunshine of Mexico. Mexico.
Wherever you are, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish, Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Welcome back to CITR and Access Day with the one and only Karen. So, Karen, when did you decide that, hey, I want to make music and take it seriously?
Probably when I was in, like, the ninth grade, so around the age of 14. One of my friends, he had just moved to my school, and his name's Adi, and, you know, one summer he just decides that, you know, we should both become musicians, and he comes to me with this idea, and I was always super enamored with this idea of, like, being a musician, and I always, you know, felt very connected to it. So, you know, just got to take the jump with him. And so that would have been 2015 now. Yeah.
Very inspirational.
So, were you nervous the first time when you got on stage?
Oh, yeah. Honestly, and not just the first time. I'm nervous every time I get on stage, if I'm being for real. But, it definitely gets easier with time. But, yeah, the first time was super nerve-wracking. But I think the best part about the first time was just the fact that, like, so many of my, like, friends and family were there, and, like, that really gave me a lot of strength the first time around.
That's very beautiful. Very nice, touching story. I remember I was also nervous when I used to perform, like, in ballet recitals, so that I can totally empathize with that. How was it, like, growing up both in London and in Vancouver? I heard you were both growing up in London and Vancouver. How did that shape your music and your lyrics?
Actually, I grew up mainly in Singapore and, like, Mumbai, I'd say, more than, like, London and Vancouver. I was born in London. But I would say, like, definitely shape, like, you know, being a third culture kid in general, like, has shaped my music in a massive, massive way. Like, I definitely draw a lot from, like, my Indian roots, and in terms of, like, the rich, like, musical history that I come from, in terms of, like, I feel like the way that I deliver my music, and I take a lot of inspiration also from, like, you know, a lot of British music, from, like, stuff that I used to listen to when I was a kid, stuff that, you know, my parents used to play me. And yeah, like, I would say also growing up in a place like Singapore, which is, like, just naturally multicultural, like, my graduating class in high school, I remember, had, like, people from some 70 different countries. So it just, like, really allows you to, like, understand so many different cultures, really learn from them, and, you know, also, like, kind of take from them as well, you know, and, like, give to them, like, you know, that cultural exchange that you have.
So you said that music is like therapy for you. So what that emo process while making your own music?
That, like, kind of emotional process while I'm making my own music, it's very much dictated by where I'm at, like, in that present moment in my life, for sure. Like, I mean, like, Ali, who's in the room right now, he's my producer, and like, you know, so he's seen me go through, you know, all the ebbs and flows of my life, like the best of feelings, the worst of feelings, like feelings related to, you know, heartbreak in life, feelings related to excitement, like pride, you know, really seen the depth of it all. So, yeah, I'd say it's really just based in kind of where I'm feeling in that moment. And I usually just try to draw from that moment in time to songwrite. I feel like that's where I feel most comfortable.
That's awesome, by the way.
All right. Thank you so much.
It's very touching. And how do you put all those emotions and hardships and lyrics all together? Like, how do you compile it all into a melody and into a song? Like, how do you put all this beautiful work into one piece?
Honestly, I don't have like a very clear cut answer to that. I feel like it's become natural, like, over time, but it was never forced in the first place. I feel like kind of songwriting comes naturally to me. Like, the lyrics kind of just pop up in my head, the melodies pop up in my head, and from that point it's almost like iteration, where we have like at this point in our creative process, we have like a first version of a song, and we probably like go back, listen to it, be like, okay, maybe that verse could have like used a little bit more work, like, or maybe that bridge like needs more depth to it, like, now we really like go in after that like first version to like hone in on a song. But yeah, I'd say it used to be a lot of just freestyles, really, if I think about it. A lot of just, you know, kind of going off the top of my head.
Super fire.
So when you are creating your music, do you start with a beat or an idea?
I'd say, honestly, at this point, it's often simultaneously we're working on a beat and an idea, but, like, historically, I have started with a beat, and I prefer starting with a beat because I really love finding a beat that's inspiring. It's a really, really great feeling, and even Ali like makes loads of beats that are like inspiring, and I feel like the songs just come out so much better. Like, you know, the reason why I introduced Fade to be our first song today is because, like, when I heard the beat to that, I felt so inspired. Ali just had like a little beat loop that he had made for that. He didn't have the full thing laid out, and but that already got me going, and yeah, super excited about, like, you know, how the song came together.
That's awesome. So now we're gonna go to another song. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what our next?
Yeah, for the next song, let's actually play Ecstasy. That's a song that just came out 2 weeks ago.
Oh, awesome.
And also part of the upcoming EP.
Without mind, without mind, there will be. write a melody. A city on my back that still don't cherish me. Once I give my all, will they remember me? But we'll get to that. If you know it hurts my heart, why would you mention that? Why we always let our ego get the best of that? You know all about my lover, you can't measure that. Girl, you're all I see, all I need.
Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
Leading Outdoor Adventures helps me stay physically active and engaged. Every hike, every camp, every trek, I'm reminded of how much I grow as a leader and how the challenges make me better, all while giving the Scouts a memorable experience.
Take our online quiz and find your perfect volunteer role. Adventure awaits. Join us at scouts.ca/volunteer.
Hello, welcome back to CITR on Access Day with Karen. So, Karen, what's been the hardest part of being an independent artist?
Man, there's honestly been a whole host of challenges about being an independent artist. You often feel like you're always, like, grasping at straws, like, feels like, you know, you don't always know, like, what tasks you're doing in your career that actually are moving the needle for you to actually be in a better place. And be closer to a place where your career is sustaining itself, right? I think, unfortunately, many artists are stuck in a place where, you know, it takes a lot of investment for a musician's career to really take off. And a lot of artists are either unable to make that investment or don't know how to exactly streamline that investment, which means they waste a lot of, you know, their hard-earned effort and money, right? So, I mean, which is exactly why I built, like, Up and Comer, which is, like, you know, this music tech company that I'm working on. I was really hoping that if I can streamline what a physical music team could look like digitally, I would really be helping artists in a big way, and I'd really be giving them the ability to manage their entire career in one place, like, knowing that they're moving all the needles that they need to.
Can you tell us a bit more about that?
So, like, Up and Comer is basically an AI-powered digital music team. We replicate a few core roles that every artist would be given by a label if they were signed to a label. So the roles go a growth engine, which is basically our marketing manager, a publicist so that we can get our artists' music out to press outlets, playlists, also create EPKs for them. We have a Professor U module that basically allows artists to be better educated about their careers. We have an Amplitude AI module that basically is the brain of our entire platform, and all the data that an artist has on themselves is kind of taken into Amplitude AI to give them suggestions on how to improve their careers. And we also have our audio engineer that allows you to use AI to actually master your music. You know, mastering is often a very expensive and a time-consuming affair. So the fact that we're able to streamline that for an artist to make it like a one-minute affair is like a really, really like useful task, right? And outside of that, we also have... I'm biking here. But yeah, but we basically are looking to cover every single role that a label would give an artist if they were signed to one, right? And yeah, like right now we're in a closed beta, so we're only we're only usable for a few artists, but we're going into a public beta at the end of next month, and we're going to be having all 8 modules out and live in October.
Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah.
So you're a 2022 3-part EP series, mm-hmm. from 0300 to Quad 0 to 2100 had a clear concept. What is the behind the scenes of that trilogy, and how does each part reflect a different chapter?
Yeah, so so the trilogy series that me and Ali worked on in 2022 was supposed to basically encompass the different times that I am, I guess, most active in my life, and I guess I'm in other places most often. So that was 0300 signifying like 3 a.m. So it's basically going military hours. That was 000, that's midnight, and then like 9 p.m. So the whole idea was like, you know, what are you doing at, what kind of music do you want to listen to when you're like sitting at home at around 9 p.m., maybe before you want to like head out, meet people? What are you doing at midnight? Like, what kind of music are you listening to then? And like, you know, what are you going to be doing at 3 a.m., probably like chilling in bed, like that kind of music. So that was the idea behind that that trilogy. And, you know, I feel like we honestly did a really good job, like, encompassing those feelings into our 3-part series. And, you know, pretty happy with how that came together. And it's still, honestly, some of my favorite work that I've done.
Cool.
Great. That sounds really great. And I guess my next question for you is, your debut single got over 100,000 streams in a month. How did you feel about seeing that and that kind of love for that amazing like work that you've done?
Yeah, honestly, that was surprising, right? Because it's like it was the first like song that I had ever put on Spotify. So I was not expecting even like 100 people to listen to it, let alone 100,000. So it was kind of like a crazy moment for me. And I actually remember so clearly that I hit 100,000 on my 18th birthday as well. So it was just like a super cool moment in general. I was turning 18. I got to like, you know, celebrate my birthday. I celebrate this other moment. Yeah, it was really cool.
That's stellar. Yeah.
What did it mean to you when you faced Spotify's new era Asian hip hop playlist?
Honestly, yeah, that was also really, really cool. That was a few years ago now, but I was also on the cover of the playlist with like my friend Adi, who was the same person that I started making music with back in like the 9th grade. So it was just a really like cool full circle like moment for us to get that recognition from Spotify and also be on that cover together. So yeah, it was a really, really cool moment for both of us.
That's awesome. And what a way to, like, celebrate your 18th birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think a better way could be than just that. Yeah. So way to go. Now we're going to go to another song break. Karen, what other song would you like?
So actually for this next song, we made this because I'm actually a part of Spotify's Radar campaign for this year, representing Southeast Asia, Singapore specifically. And yeah, this song was made in honor of that, and it's called Radar.
Okay, if I wanna crash out in this bitch, I'll send a prayer. stay running for my life, eyes wide, yeah. I stay watching my behind, paranoia. Don't say you with me, don't say you get me, baby. Don't say you with me, don't say you get me, baby. But I think you piqued my interest. I've been going since September, no. Think I put you on my wish list. 10 hits on my list for Christmas now. Calling me, I'm slipping. All my brothers on, I told them this is us. Let me put it on my back. I've been sad enough, you know I never. Yeah, my baby looking like a centerfold. Yeah, like I've never seen before. Yeah, she don't want my love, she want my soul. Yeah, don't leave me in the cold. In and out of fights, you can put me on your radar. We don't roll the dice, cause it's trust me, I don't play up. Just cause I don't fight, doesn't make your teeth okay up. If I wanna crush out in this bitch, I'll send a prayer up. In and out of fights, you can put me on your radar. We don't roll the dice, cause it's trust me, I don't play up. Just cause I don't fight, doesn't make your teeth okay up. If I wanna crush out in this bitch, I'll send a prayer up.
Taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Welcome back to CITR on Access Day. Welcome back, Karen. And so I have a personal question for you. My question is, have you ever faced difficulties with challenges with school, with learning, like, challenges or even, like, social challenges? And, like, how did your music take you out of them? Or did you witness that? And how did your music help other people who had those kind of challenges?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I can tell you, like, personally on the learning side, like, I definitely struggled with ADHD quite a lot growing up, and yeah, definitely like impacted like I guess at school a bit, but like unfortunately I wasn't in an environment that really took things like that very seriously, so you just kind of had to deal with it yourself. But yeah, I mean, in terms of like, yeah, even social challenges, like you can imagine, like, you know, when you're moving schools as often as, you know, me growing up, like, you know, you definitely have to get used to saying goodbye to people quickly. You need to also be used to always making new friends and things like that. So definitely, you know, it used to be challenging and it used to be hard, and it used to be hard sometimes feeling like you can be yourself. And music was honestly the one place where I could always be myself. So it was it's always been an outlet for that, and it still is, honestly.
That's so special.
At what age did you start to make music?
So in terms of the first time I ever played an instrument and tried to learn it, I was 6. In terms of ever trying to sing, like in an organized manner, I think I must have been about 10. I joined like my school choir, and but in terms of like trying to sing to put out music would have been when I was 15, and then really honing in on it when I was like, you know, 17, 18.
Yeah. Cool. Are there any artists or local international that you love to collaborate with one day, or are fantasizing of collaborating with? And then I think you could collaborate with them because you're so stellar. So not.
Okay, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, if I had to like pick like a dream collab, like really pick anybody, I would probably pick Drake, just because honestly, the artist that really got me into hip-hop was Drake. I remember I got, like, a hand-me-down phone from my sister, and it only had, like, 11 songs on there, and, like, Drake's songs were, like, 2 of them. And I listened to the song called Headlines. I just fell in love with it. It's been, like, one of my favorite songs ever since that day. So probably, yeah, I'd probably go with Drake.
So have you ever felt any pressure to fit into expectations, or would way with culture and musically, and how did you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, like, there's loads of expectations that come with, you know, I'd say, like, even just my culture, there's expectations maybe people have of me when they, like, look at me that, you know, they probably, that maybe would not be fair to me or are basically assumptions. I feel like it's really, at this point when I'm 24, I can say that it's really just about being so sure about who I am. And, like, today that's my way of dealing with these challenges, is being so sure of myself that, like, external things just can't affect me the way they would when I was maybe younger and I wasn't equipped with the tools and the strength to deal with these things. So, yeah.
That's really important. We could all learn from that. Mm-hmm. And I guess my question for you is, or comment I should say, is tell us something fun and surprising that, like, most people wouldn't know about you or you want your fans to know about you.
Something fun and surprising that I guess maybe people wouldn't know about me. Something that I've always wanted to share, so this is a great outlet to share it, is I am a massive, massive football fan, and I'm a big fan of a club in London called Queen's Park Rangers.
Oh, wow, cool. So is my brother. He likes football too, but he's the 49ers one, but still, that's really cool too. Like, any kind of football is cool, but yeah.
Yeah, this is the soccer kind of football.
Oh, nice.
But,
nice.
Yeah.
I don't know much about sports, but it's all cool, yeah.
So what's next for you, man? Is a full album on the way?
Yeah, there is actually a full album on the way. So we have this EP coming out at the end of this month called Road to the Hills. And the whole idea was that it's called Road to the Hills because our album's called Echoes from the Hills, and that's coming out in October. So yeah, really gearing up for a very exciting year. Gonna have a lot of music coming out. I think almost like close to 25 songs when it's all said and done just this year. And yeah, super excited to be representing, like, the city I consider my home, Singapore, on Spotify's radar. And yeah, really, really excited for this year.
That's so exciting. We're all excited for you. So lastly, do you have anything you'd like to share to our listeners? Any Global Accessibility Awareness Day? Any thoughts you'd like to say or share about that?
Yeah, I'd say that, like, you know, to everyone out there that's listening, I'm sure that we all have had challenges, like, in terms of the way that, like, people interact with us when they see us, maybe they make assumptions about, like, who we are without even, like, knowing who we are. Just, like, remember that at the end of the day, only you know who you are. And as long as you are extremely sure of who you are, like, no one else is going to dim your light. So, like, don't let anybody dim your light. Just shine bright like you always should.
Yay.
Wow, I couldn't have said it better. Thanks so much, Karen. We want to play more music, so... do you have another song for us?
Yeah, I'd love to play actually one of the songs off the trilogy and one of my favorite songs that I've ever made. It's called Come Alive.
I'm
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, think I'm Queen Ansep, Hydra, Siyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Skakhliya, Talitin, who Musqueam are still.
If the news are getting you down, or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
Tune in to Canada Post Rock with your host, P-Bone, where he plays the best in post-rock, experimental, electronic, noise, and anything he can put the word post in front of. Fridays, 7:30 to 9 p.m., only on CITR 101.9 FM. I mean, if you had a radio show, P-Bone would probably listen to your show, so...
scouts.ca/volunteer.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is Alice.
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we.
Tune in to Viva Poru, el ungüento para el alma, every other Thursday at 4 p.m. here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture. Hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja. And the other one and only
DJ D-Rod.
Featuring music genres like
salsa, sabrosura vintage, boleros, bossa, Latin indie, plus so much more.
Contains a high amount of llama content. DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for newly found llama obsession.
It's fun, girl.
And welcome back to CITR's Access Day. And that wraps up with the interview with Karen, but not to go anywhere because here's more music from him. Karen, what's the next music or song we're going to listen to?
So actually the next one is called Late, and that it just came out today. So super happy to be here and be celebrating that with you guys.
Bye.
just don't say you're done with me. I'm not one to fall at ease. Okay, baby, I'm all yeah, waiting so long. I can't stop. You're on my mind lately. Are you not done with me? Okay, baby, I'm falling. If I'm on your mind, is that important? I just wanna tell you that I'm all in. You don't wanna tell me where your mind is. Hate it when you told me that I'm not shit toxic. Hurt me when you told me I was just an option. If you wanna do me wrong, just stop it. When you come around, then I can't help it. I lose focus. I am waiting so long. I can't stop. You're on my mind lately. Are you not done?
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuck.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and doo-doo-loo-doo.
Doo-doo! Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Re-20-20. Catch up, yeah, catch that one. I can eat, son. Rockin' in that little tie. Yeah.
Hello, we're back at CITR with Jeanette B here, DP, and also DJ Raj Arhood, and definitely Karan. We're here with one last song from him, and we're so stoked for you to listen to it. Stay tuned.
So the next song is called Morocco. It's coming out next month, and this is actually with two of my friends, Adi and Kalu. So yeah, looking forward to playing this one for you guys.
I owe to Morocco, top floor.